Welcome to the Your Energy First podcast, where we help you explore and understand better your intuition and spiritual gifts so that you can apply them to your day-to-day for your most beautiful and purpose-led life. Welcome back to the podcast. We are going to talk about helping you understand how to care for your energy, how to protect your aura when you're out in public. So if you are a sensitive soul, or you're someone who has had the experience where you've been out in public, maybe you've been at a concert or at the grocery store, and your day is going well and you're feeling good, and then all of a sudden something shifts, something happens. Maybe it's something you can't quite put your finger on, or you had an interaction with someone and you thought, that kind of felt off, or I want to shake this off. There's so many wonderful things you can do to shift that energy. And one of those things is by doing your own self-healing energy work. And it really only takes a few minutes. And then once you get into this practice of doing it regularly, it actually will only take a few seconds. And then depending on how strong the energy is that's affected you, you may actually get this sense of, okay, some days I need to call in a little bit more help. And other days it'll be super simple for you. So first things first, when we do any sort of energy work, we want to make sure we are connecting to the ultimate love energy or source energy, because that is the only all-knowing energy that knows how to, it's the only energy that knows what's needed. You know, you and I have been so well trained by society to believe that everything is what it is for face value. We may go to schools and learn similar history or not. We may learn math or science. But when you enter the world of energy, anything is possible. We're talking about not just the human experience, but we're talking about infinite other realms and possibilities. So this is where you will lean into your power. Your inner power is your inner light, your light. Your light is your connection to your higher power, your higher self, your spirit guides, everyone on your spirit team, all of the help that you have. And also when you're connected to your light, first, before doing anything, you are connected to a higher power that is also looking out for the highest good for everyone involved, so not just you. And that's part of what makes this work so powerful, is you're going to do it with integrity. You're going to do it in alignment, which is awesome. So you really are making the world a little bit of an even better place by having this connection and by doing this work. It's amazing. So let's say you're in a moment where you're feeling like your energy is off, or you just kind of get this nudge where you just need a little extra support. And it doesn't mean that anything around you is wrong per se, although if your intuition is telling you something's off, please listen to it and listen to that guidance. But let's just talk about the general day-to-day, right? Sometimes we're walking past someone and they've had a bad day and we can kind of sense it, or someone was negative, or somebody flipped you off while you were driving. You don't know why, or you were the one to flip somebody off while driving, because we're not perfect and that's just life, right? And we just want to recenter and reground ourselves. So what you want to do is you want to take a moment and go to your light. And I set the intention, I'm connected only to my light. Now, each of us walking this earth plane has spiritual autonomy. So you may say inner light, or you may say your inner wisdom, or your inner power, or my heart. Whatever it is, we want to bring you back into focus within your energetic being and your physical body. So some people's inner light's at their crown, some of it's at their hands. I've met people who have it in their legs. A lot of people, it's within their torso, their throat, their third eye. It can truly be anywhere as long as we're bringing you within. Your physical body helps keep you safe, grounded, and clear. Your body is a vessel for clarity with energy. So now we're bringing your attention within. I'm connected only to my inner light, my highest power. Inner light, please provide divine clearing energy for whatever it is that just bothered me, for whatever it is that made me feel off. So you've now called in this self-supportive energy work. Great job. And now you want to listen. You want to feel into your body and your energy's response to this. This is what is going to make you an even more powerful and impactful self-energy healer. And if you support others on this journey to help them as well, is the art of listening to yourself. This is also how you're going to build self-trust in your intuition and your energy. So now you've heard the responses. You've just sort of felt things, noticed things. Maybe you feel clear. Wonderful. I feel clear. Great. Or maybe you feel the need to call in additional divine support for your energy field. Okay, I'm feeling like I just need a little bit of extra support or protection or anything. And we don't want to think of protection as you being on the offense, on the defense. We don't want to think about you being on the defense. Oh, something's trying to get me. No. If you know you're going in the snow, you wear more layers of what? Protection. But the protection's good. It's helpful. There's a lot of interesting weathery energies out there. If you know you're going to be out in the sun for an extended period of time, if you're like me, you're going to need a hat or things that are going to help support you, like a healthy sunscreen, something like that. That's protection, but it's not bad. It's good. So that's what we want to think of. Oh, maybe I need a little extra protection right now. Wonderful. Let's bring it in. I call in additional protection right now. Thank you. I have been to public events and everything's going great. Everything's going wonderful. And then at one moment, I just get this little nudge of like, oh, let's clear your energy, or oh, let's call a little protection. Great. Do that and off I go. Back to enjoying myself. This is not a big deal. But what makes it important is that I have an even better experience. I don't feel drained afterwards. I laugh. I'm present. Or I've learned something. So navigating this how to care for your energy when you're out in public really just becomes second nature for you. And it just becomes a way you get to have an even more fulfilling experience with the activities you choose in life. The other thing that Spirit's bringing up right now is sometimes we will go to an event or get together, and no matter what, afterwards, we can't shake a negative feeling per se. And that is beautiful, wise information from your higher self, from your guides, saying, hey, maybe we want to notice that the activities you participated in or the people you were around aren't in alignment for you anymore. Or you don't feel great. Maybe the people are awesome and you still want to hang out with them, but you don't want to participate in XYZ, you know, whatever it might be. Is it gossip? Is it overextending the use of certain drugs or alcohol or whatever? And this is all to help guide you. We don't want to look at all or nothing hardcore. We just want to say, oh, okay, so what aspects of this can I shore up? Do I need to bring my own healthy food? Do I need to bring my own whatever to drink? Do I need to not engage in conversations with so-and-so, right? Like, you're just shoring these things up. This is not a dramatic all or nothing. This is not, I either need to be a fully ascended spiritual master or I just need to be a human. It is not that. It is not that cut and dry. It's about your ongoing beautiful experience you're continuing to evolve and create for yourself. That's the magic of all of this. The other aspect is after an event or after a get-together with someone, your energy may feel so lit up and so good. You sleep so peacefully. You lay your head on the pillow. You've got a smile on your face. You want to do it again. You feel activated. Yes, yes, yes. More of that. So it is two sides of the coin and everything in between. Your energy is always giving you information to help you. To help you live that life that feels in flow, feels really good, feels satisfying. And at any given moment, you can go back to your inner light. Please run. Rebalancing energy for me. Thank you. What about this situation do I need to know for my highest and best? And then you listen. I hope you liked this episode. We are now in a new season, the third season of the Your Energy First podcast. We are going to be focusing on making the art of your energy, your intuition, and your spiritual gifts more applicable to your day-to-day. If you enjoyed this episode, please like it, follow, and share with someone you're desiring to have more of these conversations with. Who do you think could benefit from knowing more about this aspect of their energy? This is a community. It's a virtual community, and we are coming together in so many incredible ways. Thank you so much for bringing all of you, your light and your shadows, into this experience. Until next time.